It's definitely going to be intense. Crowd's going to be crazy. And El War is a hard-playing team, so we don't expect anything different. So it'll definitely be a dogfight.
What kind of adjustments are you expecting them to make after the first two games?
Not quite sure. We're just kind of focused on our game plan. We want to make sure we do what we need to do and make our own adjustments and just kind of roll with the punches during the game and adjust from there.
When you say dogfight, obviously they were 1-0 down against Adelaide and came up trumps there. So I think they've got a bit of history there that they don't give up easy to go.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, they don't ever take a play off. They play very, very hard. And I remember watching that series. So you don't ever want to overlook any games, especially with a team like Illawarra. So we got to be on top of our game and keep our focus.
You guys seem pretty relaxed out there. Is that feeling amongst the team at the moment?
You don't want to put too much pressure on yourself. You know, that never leads to any good. So kind of enjoy the moment, embrace it. But at the end of the day, it's still basketball, and we've been playing all season. So you got to approach it the same way.
Russ, what would it mean to you having stayed here, committed to stay here for the rest of the season? What would it mean to get a championship out of it and achieve that goal?
Oh, it'd be awesome. Be icing on the cake. You know, anytime you play with any team, you want to win a championship. But I'm just happy, you know, with the short time I've been here, how we've been doing, and hopefully we can end the season off right.
And in terms of heading back to the States after this, if you can have that championship on your resume, it'd be a nice little step, wouldn't it?
I'd like to think it would help, so we'll see how that goes.
What about people who have said you made such a significant contribution to this team since you arrived here? How do you answer that?
I haven't really thought about it, but, you know, my teammates have done an amazing job just helping me get coordinated with everything, especially when I first got here. And after maybe the first week and a half, 2 weeks, I felt right at home. So I've loved it here, and it's been an easy transition because of them and the coaches.
And you and Casey have really forged a great synergy between yourselves on court.
Yeah, definitely. I think it just is a testament to the chemistry we have as a team. And we all get along. Nobody's really clicked up off the court. And I think that shows up when we play each and every game.
Hopefully it's a clean sweep and you take it home tomorrow. What would be your message when you go back home about the NBL and the Perth Wildcats in particular?
My memories with Perth is definitely one to remember. It's a heck of an organization, got a lot of great history, and I'm just very happy to be a part of it. I'm grateful they gave me an opportunity.
Matty Knight, what do you think his chances are of playing tomorrow?
I'm not sure. I think we'll know a little bit more tomorrow, so, you know, we'll be hopeful, but we'll find out tomorrow.
Did he train early today at all?
No, I don't think so, but we don't know anything just yet.
How confident are you with what you put out there, particularly in the second half of game two, without Matty for most of it? How confident are you that you can overcome his absence if he's not there tomorrow?
First of all, playing without Matty, it's a very huge loss. But right now, we don't have a choice but to have to go out there and focus on what we need to do. And, you know, hopefully he can play, but, you know, it's the playoffs and injuries happen, and hopefully he's all right, but we'll still have to do what we have to do, even though it'll be a major loss if he doesn't play.
If you're in a position to take a half-court shot tomorrow, do you take it on the full or do you take it on the bounce?
I don't know. I like to think I take my chances with the bounce.